This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is going to be a chore. Coming to you live. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it'll play.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm going to do the best I can for this hour. Then I have a guest in a third hour, and I won't have to talk as much, but here we go. Now, this is breaking news. This occurred, I think, about an hour and a half ago, maybe an hour. Ackerman McQueen has basically fired the NRA, which that's not the way that goes, but they have severed ties with the NRA. Now, when the NRA first sued Ackerman McQueen, I had a couple of questions in my mind's eye. Typically, when you have a business relationship like this, what you tend to do is you'll get out there and you'll promise to honor all agreements made in good faith prior to the severance of this, unless somebody just comes in there and buys everything and then they own it and they can make certain calls. But at the NRA annual meeting a month ago, everything was great. NRA TV was set up there, right there in the middle of the floor. It was loud and proud like it normally is. Now, there have been a bunch of accusations going on and more lawsuits and countersuits. And Ackerman has moved to terminate their relationship with the NRA. Now, this after they said, we look forward to serving the membership of the NRA for years to come. But coming from the Hill, we get this. Today, faced with the NRA's many inexplicable actions that have constructively terminated the party's services agreement, Ackerman McQueen decided it is time to stand up for the truth and formally provide a notice to terminate its almost four-decade-long relationship with the National Rifle Association. Now, as part of what they do for NRA, besides rolling out NRA carry guard and being Wayne LaPierre's clothing consultant, they run NRA TV. That was the original source of the discord between the Civil Rights Organization and Ackerman McQueen. And Ackerman is the actual employer of all the public faces on NRA TV, most of whom you've heard of. Now, you probably don't... probably don't watch too much NRA TV, but, you know, they employ Dana Lash and Colleen Noir. And Oliver North was an Ackerman McQueen employee. So now the future, especially of the media players themselves, the personalities, this puts NRA TV probably very much in doubt. This is probably the end of it. This breakup also caught Ackerman employees and the on-air talent off guard. But if they didn't see this coming, well, you know, it's been about 4 weeks since all of this really hit the fan. So, I mean, if you didn't see this coming, people, please. Now, the Ackerman move probably suits the NRA just fine. They have had, you know, they've had to have been looking for a way to cut them loose without any additional costs that might have accrued if the client had been the one to terminate the relationship. And neither party can want to see the mutual lawsuits reach a courtroom, let alone the discovery phase. That wouldn't be very good for anybody. Look for the legal actions possibly to be quietly euthanized here. And, you know, coming out of Fairfax, Virginia, more interesting times. What is interesting, now, Dan Zimmerman sent me a text with the post as soon as he put, as soon as he published it. And so I went looking. I went looking at the other gun blogs, the ones that I consider to be on, you know, on the cusp of things and looking at things as they go. And let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, nobody else is talking about it. Nobody else is talking about it. So that may have more to do with their publishing schedules than anything else. Dan runs a ship that is sort of, you make it up as you go in that he will stop the presses right away. And I've sent him texts at 6:30 in the morning here, which is 5:30 his time. Just meaning to, you know, when you wake up, find this text and let me know what you want to do. And he's always awake. So the fact that Dan was the first one with it is not a big surprise to me. The only big surprise to me is that this is not getting any other press. Now, the problem, everybody's going to be up in arms about NRA TV going away. And I, for the life of me, will not be able to understand that. I'll be honest with you. Because who watches it? Who watches it? And this is nothing against the people of NRA TV. This is nothing against. But, I mean, you know, Dana Lash was the spokesperson for NRA. Why wasn't she an NRA employee? Why wasn't Oliver North an NRA TV? Does this mean that the office of the president of the NRA is Carolyn Meadows, employee of NRA? And if she is, what does this mean for her now? How many times has the president been a president, or the president been an employee of Ackerman McQueen in the last 40 years? You get the picture. I'm just looking for the consistency here as we take off and go where we're going. In other news, before we go into the break, Mueller has gotten out there and he poured gasoline on the impeach Trump fire, and people like Brett Byer at Fox News and all these other never Trumpers are jumping on there saying, see, he didn't find a way to exonerate him. Well, look. What he basically said was, I couldn't charge him with a crime because that's not what you do. He said the DOJ constrained him from charging a sitting president with a crime. But at the same time, he said, and we did not find anything to exonerate him. So that means they didn't find anything, period. And that's just a bunch of gobbledygook speak. This is not a bad thing for Trump. This is just more of the same. And now, Jared, please go and impeach the man and go ahead and seal your fate, Democrats. Impeach him. That's all we've heard for the last 2 years since you've been in power. I don't know what's been accomplished for the country. Just, we know that you just can't get past impeaching him. So you guys do your worst and get ready to have it swatted down. I heard Nancy talking in the, well, we hope to do something that would be so ironclad that the Senate would have to just go along with that. Yep. That's wishful thinking, Nancy. You better do it while you're in charge there. You got another year. You got a little more than a year. You got a little bit of time to get it done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The At One, the classic, the Varmint Hunter, I think they call it. I've got a video coming out about all the other ones besides the At One. I need to get that out there pretty quick. Check them out at boysgunstocks.com. Supreme Court is heading to New York. They want to be a part of it. And they're taking up their first Second Amendment-related case since McDonald. And in this new case, the New York Pistol and Rifle Association, with the backing and legal guidance of the NRA, is suing the city of New York over their law preventing law-abiding citizens from transporting guns outside the city limits. Now, according to this that I'm looking at, there's 7 gun ranges within the city's boundaries. That is astounding to me. I thought there was only one. According to the New York Times, the New York Police Department held a public hearing on amending the law, and they have taken written comments. New York politicians are fearful of taking the blame if the Supreme Court rules against the law, which would then affect gun laws across the entire country. Well, yeah. But don't worry, states' rights, right? Now, the unusual public hearing is a requirement before the city can amend the law. And at the hearing and in the written comments, gun rights advocates attack the city's motives because this is an attempt at trying to make the court case disappear. Some residents on the gun control side of the issue admit that the changing of the law is to head off the Supreme Court challenge. One person wrote, I support the proposed rule changes. I have attached a document of several additional rule changes, which I believe are necessary to comply with Osterweil, benefit pistol permit holders, and render the Supreme Court case moot. Other residents want to see New York City to defend their gun laws and let SCOTUS decide if the law is unconstitutional or not. Another resident wrote, I think the state of New York needs to defend their gun laws. I don't want any changes to the law currently. I'd like to see this go to the Supreme Court. I'd really like to see the highest court in the nation decide this once and for all. Then we heard this from Eric Pratt. The Supreme Court needs to take up this case regardless of what New York City does. The lower courts are ignoring both the language of the Second Amendment and the rulings in Heller and McDonald at a furious rate. So we need to have the court step in and set the record straight. City asked Supreme Court to suspend the filing of briefs while the city considered changes to the regulation, and the justices rejected the city's request. The proposed amendment would not be law. The city could reinstate the amendment to the code at any time. And it's for that reason the courts in the past have considered changes like the one New York City is trying to do as moot. If the law is amended, the new version would go into effect within a month. Experts believe the city will change the law to try to avoid a Supreme Court hearing. The only problem is the Supreme Court is going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming. They're probably going to look at this and say, what are you doing trying to get, what's this all about? This is an unintentional admission on their part. Because they know they've crossed a line against the constitutional rights of gun owners in New York. And the New York Times wrote this in a story headline, Fearing Supreme Court Lost, New York Tries to Make the Gun Case Vanish. In New York, you can't take, if you have a gun and you have the permit in New York City, you can't take the gun on vacation. You can't take it to a competition or a training course outside of the city. And that has been challenged. And they're trying this Hail Mary attempt to avoid what many believe will be a Supreme Court slapdown of New York gun control, and that anti-gunners apparently fear could open the floodgates for more challenges of other gun control laws nationwide, same as the 2010 McDonald ruling did by incorporating the Second Amendment to the states via the 14th Amendment. So this public hearing... they had to put together, and they had to get through it really quick because they have to go through these movements, these to change the law. Because they want to avoid having the high court tell the city what it may have known all along, that the travel regulation is unconstitutional. And they quoted a remark from one woman at the Blaze who wrote to city officials, "The law should not be changed, not because it's a good law. It is blatantly unconstitutional. No, it should not be changed since this is a clear tactic to try to moot the SCOTUS case that is specifically looking at this law." And even the Times admitted, city, fearing a loss that would endanger gun control laws across the nation, responded by moving to change the regulation. And this is why the leftists did not want Gorsuch or Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. They're terrified the presence of these two guys might motivate Roberts to open the door, especially if they try to change things. Roberts is not going to put up with that. Alan Gottlieb is calling this a campaign to make the Second Amendment great again. Alan's motto is winning firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time. He told Liberty Park Press that about 80% of all the legal gun rights advancements so far have been the work of the Second Amendment. He is correct. Because they were the ones that litigated McDonald. And since McDonald, they haven't really been looking at anything. They haven't been doing anything for the Second Amendment. For decades, we have been forced to jump through a bunch of hoops that just keep adding up, adding up. Flames get bigger just to exercise a right set down by the federal constitution and most state constitutions. Maybe that's about to change, which is probably what the gun prohibitionists fear the most. But they should fear it. They should fear us, not because we're going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything to any local government. But they should respect us enough to not look upon us as a means to enrich themselves and to, you know, be in charge of more and more people. They should fear us. So, that's just the thing. That's the thing that they're all afraid of. I'm not afraid of it. I hope they go in there and I hope they spread a little hair on the wall, legislatively speaking, and get out there and say this is unconstitutional, therefore stricken, and say goodbye to that nationwide. All because New York was racing to the left. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller breaks his long silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress.
So beyond what I've said here today and what is contained in our written work, I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation or to comment on the actions of the Justice Department or Congress.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York then held his own press conference where he said everything's on the table and the president will be held accountable.
With respect to impeachment question, at this point all options are on the table and nothing should be ruled out.
A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 221 points to close at 25,126. The NASDAQ fell 60 points to close at 75,47. And the S&P lost 19 to close at 27,83. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, while everybody is out there right now and they're all talking about Mueller and his little moment, you know, I think he talked for about 15, 20 minutes. They're forgetting that Attorney General Barr has put a guy named Durham on a case to go out there and examine the process by which they came up with all of this nonsense that we've been going through for the last 2 years. Because we're on the verge of getting to the bottom of the weaponization of our top law enforcement and spy agencies who are used now to spy on political opponents. And it's far bigger than obtaining a bogus FISA court warrant to spy on Carter Page. The Obama minions have been spying on his political opponent since before his 2012 re-election, and the entire Russiagate hoax was an effort to cover up that ongoing spying. The best source for understanding the unfolding of this scandal is a super lawyer out of D.C., or super lawyers out of D.C., Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tonesing, who have an unmatched track record in explaining the events that we see in the media and predicting the forthcoming revelations. I don't speak to them. never have had a chance to speak to them. But they do have superb sources, which would not be surprising given their long history as key conservative players at the highest level of the D.C. legal and conservative circles. Now, Joe DiGenova made his customary Monday morning guest appearance, or Monday morning. Did he really? On Memorial Day? On WMAL Radio's Mornings on the Ball. And the 15-minute segment is jam-packed with must-listen-to insights. And in addition to his discussions and revelations about the true nature of the Russiagate hoax, there's another quiet bombshell that he dropped. And, you know, the basic story is that Admiral Mike Rogers, who was head of the NSA in the spring of 2016, discovered that the NSA's comprehensive database collecting all electronic communications in the United States was being searched by unauthorized FBI contractors and moved to cut off that access. He also visited Donald Trump, after which Trump moved his campaign HQ out of Trump Tower. Trump's much-derided claim that his campaign was wiretapped likely also was a result of gaining this insight from Admiral Rogers. The subsequent launch of Crossfire Hurricane and the effort to obtain FISA warrants was not to initiate spying on the Trump campaign, but to provide legal grounding for the spying efforts on the political opponents that had been going on for years. Sundance at the Conservative Treehouse picked up on the DiGenova interview, and it lays out the background story from evidence already on the public record, complete with many hyperlinks to sources. It is a long and complex post. But some of the key conclusions. Tens of thousands of searches of the NSA database over 4 years since 2012, and 85% of them are illegal. The results were extracted for? Question mark. That's the stunning scale, but who was involved? Question mark. Private contractors with the access to raw FISA information that went well beyond what was necessary to respond to FBI's requests. The contractor access was finally halted on April 18, 2016. Coincidentally, or not, the wife of Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson, Mary Jacoby, goes to the White House the next day on April 19, 2016. None of this is conspiracy theory. This is all laid out inside the 99-page opinion from FISC presiding judge Rosemary Collier, who also noted that none of the FISA abuse was accidental, where she referred to it as deliberate decision-making. Summary of this is that the FISA court identified and quantified tens of thousands of search queries of the NSA/FBI database using the FISA-702 system. The database was repeatedly used by persons with contractor access who unlawfully searched and extracted the raw results without redacting the information and shared it with an unknown number of entities. This was used by Obama-era officials from 2012 through April 2016, so it went on for 4 years, as a way to spy on their political opposition. So, quite simply, there is no other intellectually honest explanation for the scale and volume of this database intrusion as it was taking place. Everything after March the 9th, 2016, was done to cover up the weaponization of the FISA database. Spygate, Russiagate, the Steele dossier, and even the 2017 intelligence community assessment drawn from the dossier and signed by, a few people that, you know, you've heard of, were needed to create a cover story and protect themselves from discovery of this four-year weaponization. Even the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel makes sense. He was an FBI director when all this began. Political spying 1.0 was actually the weaponization of the IRS. This is where the term secret research project originated as a description from the Obama team. This involved DOJ under Eric Holder and the FBI under Robert Mueller. It never made sense why Eric Holder requested over 1 million tax records via CD-ROM until overlaying the timeline of the FISA abuse. The IRS sent the FBI 21 disks constituting a 1.1 million page database of information for 501c4 tax-exempt organizations to the FBI. Why disks? Why would you send a stack of disks to the DOJ and FBI when there's a pre-existing financial crimes unit within the IRS? All of the evidence within the sketchy operation came directly to the surface in early spring of 2012. That scandal was never really about the IRS. It was always about the DOJ asking the IRS for the database. And that's where the conflict comes in. Fusion GPS was not hired in April 2016 to research Donald Trump. The Obama administration already knew everything about the Trump campaign because they had been monitoring it since 2012. If you listened last night, they started monitoring him after he came out there looking at birth certificates. You remember that? So, another bombshell that remains to be explored, that he believes the NSA database contains the 30,000 emails that Hillary Clinton deleted from her server, and that the two U.S. attorneys tasked with investigating the scandals will access these emails in the course of their investigation. Right now, the U.S. attorney for Utah, John Huber, is investigating the handling of the drop prosecution of her violations of national security law with her homebrew server and possible crimes related to the Clinton Foundation, including the Uranium One acquisition and the massive donations to the Clinton Foundation. This is what's really happening. Everything that what Mueller did today was keep alive this idea that something happened. Except he knows nothing happened. We know nothing happened. That's it. That's all there is to it. And in the meantime, this is happening. And the reason he's trying to keep this from happening, and he's quitting, and he doesn't plan on, you know, going in front of Congress and everything, was he was involved in it. He was involved in the spying. him and Holder were the ones juggling. Stay tuned to that one. It means a lot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Just sent one to Idaho. Congratulations, Shannon and Terry Kreitz. He's going to build here a gunsight scout rifle on that at one stock. You should go check out and find your stock at boydsgunstocks.com. So here we have this little piece. I ran into this quite unexpectedly. This is coming from Rolling Stone. What is interesting about it is the headline. The right's latest tactic on gun laws, just don't enforce them. This is coming from a guy named Eric Lutz. Okay. He's up in arms because, I find this quite hypocritical, to be honest with you. If it's okay to declare yourself a sanctuary city, like where I think they're from or something, that's okay. But if you declare yourself a sanctuary city for the Second Amendment, well, now that's a whole different thing. You're not enforcing the law. It's a completely different thing because with sanctuary cities for immigration, the cities tell law enforcement there do not cooperate with the federal authority. I don't know what happens in these Second Amendment sanctuary cities because they're so new. And he's doing his very level best to be outraged. He writes, in early 2018, while survivors of the deadly Parkland school shooting in Florida were leading a renewed push for gun control across the country, a counter-movement was brewing in Illinois. Officials in rural Effingham County, a few hours downstate from Chicago, were looking to protest a spate of proposed firearm restrictions being considered by state lawmakers and came up with a provocative resolution. They declared themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary and threatened not to enforce new laws it viewed as a violation of Americans' gun rights. Rural parts of America feel like the big city elites are slowly infringing upon what we see as our God-given right. Brian Kibler, the Effingham County State's attorney who came up with the idea, told Mr. Lutz in a recent interview, there have been a lot of things that have upset us, but this seems to be the one that we draw the line on. Now, he does a couple of interesting things here. What's interesting about it is the way he's making it seem. I don't like this whole thing where they try to make out like gun owners are racist people. But this is what he does. He refers to Effingham, a mostly white county of 30,000 that Donald Trump won by 6 points in 2016. So this explains everything. Even as the state as a whole went to Hillary Clinton by nearly 17. And now you get it, right? They voted for Trump. And, you know, they're white. Now, what upset them, according to Mr. Lutz, is that the Illinois lawmakers brought forth some new things, including proposals to ban bump stocks and high-capacity magazine clips. Eric, they're not magazine clips. They're just magazines. A clip is something that you use to, like, hook your pen to your pen, you know, your pocket protector there, you geek. And to raise the age limit of firearm ownership from 18 to 21. The legislation seemed reasonable enough, and even a self-described hard-wing right-wing guy like Kibler says that there are certain restrictions like those on convicted felons possessing guns that he agrees with. Well, there's a big difference between a felon possessing a gun and banning magazine capacity. There's a big difference between that. So, the way they see this is that this is, and this is us white podunk rednecks getting out there and being, you know, we're just not going to enforce the law. Then he goes on. He goes on, and then it gets a little better. I like how much better it gets from here. Jurisdictions in at least 12 other states from North Carolina to Oregon have either enacted or are considering these public declarations. Some states have seen an especially feverish spread of the movement, such as in Oregon, where far-right militia groups like the Oath Keepers have taken up the charge, and in New Mexico, where a majority of its 33 counties have adopted such resolutions. This idea appears to have the fingerprints of the NRA on it. According to a new report from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, a powerful gun lobby actively recruited sheriffs in New Mexico to lobby for the adoption of Second Amendment sanctuary laws in their counties. The NRA did not respond to a request for comment. Well, that's because they're in the middle of a big thing with Ackerman McQueen, you dimwit. The growing movement could become the latest front in the battle for gun control, which has been long stymied by Republicans on the national level, even after the horrific killings like the 2012 Newtown, Connecticut shooting and the 2017 Las Vegas massacre. But there's been recent progress in some state legislatures. Now, he's trying to figure out why we would think this way. So he went asking, and he says, to its proponents, the movement is a necessary stand and one that's legally justified under the concept of prosecutorial discretion, which gives law enforcement officials a degree of control over what laws they prioritize with their resources. We're not looking to sidestep or ignore the laws that are on the books, Rhode Island State Senator Elaine J. Morgan, who called this month for towns within her district to adopt Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions in response to proposed gun legislation. We're simply sending a message that enough is enough. Now, this is the same guy who would tell you that President Trump needs to be impeached. Never mind that he's trying to circumvent the will of half the nation in an election. Never mind that. That doesn't matter. This is the guy that would tell you that it's okay to have open borders. Never mind that half the country doesn't want that. And what's interesting about this is where they get out there and they say, well, okay, you're an immigration sanctuary city. That's okay to not enforce the law. When, in fact, most of these sanctuary cities also have an increase in crime. If we got rid of the sanctuary cities of the United States, that would do a large, large amount towards us not having as much crime as we get. You know, we seem to be having here of late. So, I just get a kick out of these guys when they get out there and they're, well, you know, this is a bunch of slackers who are getting out there and they're being scofflaws. They also state that Eric gets out there and says they're co-opting the language of sanctuary cities for undocumented immigrants. Now, is that a tell? They're just undocumented. They're not illegal aliens. But he says Kibler and the other gun sanctuary proponents have waded into two of the most fraught issues of Trump-era politics, immigration and gun control. But there are limits to the comparison. There's no consensus legal definition for an immigration sanctuary city, but many, like San Francisco, one of the first to declare itself one way back in 1989, simply declined to insist the enforcement of federal immigration law. Because immigration enforcement is the federal government's job, they argue, not ours. But that's different from refusing to carry out rules passed by state legislatures, which critics say subverts the law. It's not for the sheriffs to decide what laws are constitutional or unconstitutional, says Nick Saplina, managing director for law and policy at Everytown for Gun Safety. The appropriate venue is a court, and the courts have routinely upheld these laws. They are completing complete chaos for people in terms of public safety. Mr. What's his name? Something Viscali. I don't know. Anyway, they're creating complete chaos for people in terms of public safety, setting up a very, very dangerous precedent. We'll see what this means for gun control, I guess. We'll see what this means. And in the meantime, these states... And, hey, watch New York. Watch what happens in New York, gun grabbers. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. We're going to discuss some stuff with a guy named Charles Anderson from Gap Marketing. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.